Robert, I have to assume we're using some of these mercenaries, the war against drugs, or probably sending them to Colombia. They're all over the place, huh?
Yeah, and a mercenary would be someone who fights an active war. And in Colombia, you find that there's a whole mix of militias, hitmen, contractors, I mean, you name it. They're all messing around there making money. In Iraq, you find the same mix where you've got everybody from Kurds who work as hitmen to cops that work at death squads. I mean, it's a real mix.
Are these nice guys, or are they really tough?
The typical American contractor is a guy who's been in the military for 5 to 10 years, really can't get much money when he gets out because of his skill level, but can go back into the private sector and carry a gun and make a lot more money, which is about $400 or $500 a day. Are they nice guys? Yeah, overwhelmingly, they're just normal people, but they're in a hellacious situation, and that tends to change people.
How old are they? What are they?
I'd say average age is a little older than most people realize. It's anywhere from about maybe 25 to 40 and then 50. I mean, they range quite a bit. Yeah.
Families or single?
Most have families. The interesting thing about going through all these training programs and hanging out with these guys is that they all start off because there's usually a financial incentive. A lot of guys get out of the military, and all of a sudden when they have to work and pay for things, they realize that, oh my God, I don't make enough money. And a lot of guys get themselves into trouble. So this is, to most guys, a quick fix, like pay off a mortgage, buy a boat, pay down your debts or whatever. And then it becomes a lifestyle, and of course families and children suffer. Not as much as the troops, of course, because they're over there for a year making a lot less money, but it's a high-stress job, and that does change people.